Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Ma'aser Sheni, Perakei, Mishnah Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Rav Shlomi Zalman Yitzchak Zugasser, Yitzchak V'Chol Yitzchak Alatzeim. They should be given for the Sachat Tzlach and Siat Deshmaya, good health, Parnasa B'Shefa and Kol Tov Sela, and B'schos Esther Bas Rachel. She should be Zeicher to find her Zivuk Hagun B'Kar of Mamish. And we continue talking about the Vidui of Bir Ma'aseres, as we had said that a person has to say a special lashon on the last day of Pesach called Vidui Ma'aseres. And now we're explaining the words in the pasuk what they're referring to. Mishnah Yud Aleph continues explaining Chachamitz Vascha Asher Tzivisani, like everything that you commanded me to do. What do we learn from there? Haim hikdem Meiser Sheni to the Rishon. If the person had taken Meiser Sheni before he took Meiser Rishon, and Yachalis Vadais, he's not allowed to say this Vidui, because the Vidui Meiser says, I did as you commanded me to. And he didn't do as he was commanded because he took off Meiser Sheni before Meiser Rishon. He continues saying the Psukim of Loyavarti Mitzvah Secha, I wasn't over your mitzvah. And when he says that, what he really means is, Loyavarti Min al Sheni Minoi, I never separated from one min onto a different one, and Vloyman Atal Shal Machubber, I never separated from something that was detached onto something that was attached, Vloyman Machubber Al Atalish, not from something that was attached onto something that was detached, v'lemin ha-chadosh al-yashan, v'lemin ha-yashan al-chadosh, not for something that was new onto old or old onto new, which means I didn't separate from last year's produce onto this year's or vice versa. And v'lo shechachti, when he says that in the pasuk, that means v'lo shechachti mivlerechecha umlahaskar shimcha olav, I didn't forget to bench you, to bless you, and to mention your name on it, which means I made a bracha when I separated my trumas and maestras, baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech ha'olam, asher hekdishanu mitzvos v'tzivanu lahafrish trumas u'maestras. The fellow says, lo yachalti ba'ani menu, I never ate be'ani from it. What do we learn from here? If he ate Meiser Sheni when he was in a state of aninos, so he can't say this Vidui Meiser. I was never mevare it when I was tamei. What does that mean? If he had separated it when he was tamei, he can't say this Vidui. He also says, I never gave it to a mace. What does it mean not giving it to a mace? I never used my Meiser Sheni to buy a coffin or tachrichin burial shrouds for a dead person. And it also means I didn't give it to other einanim. The pasuk says shemati b'kal Hashem l'kai, I've listened to the voice of Hashem my God. What does that mean? Havesav l'beis habechira, I brought everything that I was supposed to the beis habechira, to the beis hamikdash. Asisi k'chal shir tzivisani, I've done everything you've commanded me to. Samachti v'simachti bai, I rejoiced in it and I enabled others to rejoice with it as well. Which means I ate my meiser with simcha and I gave it to others as well with a smile and with simcha. We're gonna stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud Gimel and Yud Daled. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.